Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Cat in the Moon 33 Zen Stories by Kai Tsukimi is a beginner-friendly collection of short Zen-style tales designed for modern readers who feel rushed, overstimulated, or weighed down by stress. Organized as bite-sized stories paired with simple reflections, the book invites you to pause and look at everyday experience through a calmer lens. Rather than presenting Zen as an abstract philosophy, it uses narrative moments to highlight practical insights about attention, patience, self-awareness, and letting go of mental noise. Each story works like a small mirror, encouraging you to notice how the mind creates suffering through impatience, comparison, and overthinking, and how peace becomes available when you return to what is happening now. Because the entries are brief, the book fits naturally into a daily routine, whether read in the morning, during a break, or before sleep, supporting a steady habit of slowing down and reconnecting with presence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, stories as doorways to the present moment. A core focus of the collection is using simple stories to guide attention back to the present. Zen stories often turn on a small twist. A character expects one outcome, but the moment reveals something quieter and more truthful. In this book, the tales function as short experiential lessons rather than long explanations. The point is not to memorize ideas, but to notice how quickly the mind leaves the here and now to chase conclusions, worries, or the next task. The accompanying reflections help beginners translate the story into a direct practice stop, breathe, observe, and return to what is in front of you. By keeping each entry short, the book supports repetition, which is essential for building the skill of presence. Over time, this kind of reading can train you to recognize the early signs of mental drifting and to re-anchor without force. The topic emphasizes that calm is not a special mood you must create, but a capacity you uncover when you stop arguing with the moment and start meeting it with simple awareness. Secondly, calming the mind by seeing thoughts as passing weather. Another important theme is stress relief through a different relationship with thinking. Many people try to defeat anxiety by thinking harder, analyzing more, or perfecting decisions. Zen approaches often suggest the opposite: see thoughts clearly, then let them move on. The book uses story-based insights to illustrate how thoughts can be convincing and still not require obedience. When a mind is stressed, it tends to treat every thought as urgent and every emotion as a problem to solve. The reflections in a beginner-oriented Zen collection typically point you toward observing mental activity without immediately reacting, which reduces the secondary layer of suffering created by resistance and self-judgment. This topic highlights practical mental habits, naming what is happening, allowing sensations to be present, and returning to a steady point of attention such as breathing or listening. The stories help make this shift feel natural rather than clinical. Instead of presenting mindfulness as a performance, the tales frame it as a gentle recognition that thoughts arise and fade. With repeated exposure, readers can learn to pause between stimulus and response, making calmer choices and experiencing fewer spirals. Thirdly, letting go of control and finding ease in uncertainty, the book also explores the tension between control and peace. Stress often grows when you demand certainty, constant progress, or perfect outcomes. Zen stories commonly reveal how attempts to control life can create unnecessary friction, while a more flexible stance brings relief. In a modern setting, this translates to releasing rigid expectations about productivity, relationships, and self-improvement. The tales encourage you to notice where you cling to being right, to being admired, to always having a plan, or to never feeling discomfort. The reflections then invite a small experiment: loosen the grip in one area and observe what changes. This topic matters because many readers seek peace but approach it like another achievement. The book suggests a different path. Peace emerges as you stop insisting that reality match your preferences. That does not mean giving up on goals or responsibility. It means acting with care while accepting that outcomes remain partly uncertain. Through narrative examples, readers can learn to respond to unpredictability with steadiness rather than panic. The benefit is a quieter inner life, more resilience during change, and a growing trust that you can meet what happens without constant mental struggle. Fourthly, compassionate awareness in daily interactions. Zen is not only about private calm, it also shapes how you relate to others. A significant topic in the collection is bringing mindful attention and compassion into ordinary encounters. Short stories can highlight how quickly people form judgments, defend identities, or escalate conflict through pride and assumption. By showing these patterns in a simple narrative form, the book helps readers recognize similar tendencies in their own lives without harshness. The reflections for beginners can encourage practical steps: listen a little longer, speak a little slower, notice the urge to interrupt, and feel the body before reacting. This topic connects stress relief to relationships, since much daily anxiety comes from social friction, resentment, and the pressure to manage impressions. A calmer mind is easier to maintain when communication becomes less combative and more curious. The stories also point toward humility. You do not need to win every interaction to be secure. By practicing compassionate awareness, readers can reduce misunderstandings and create space for kinder responses. Over time, this can lead to deeper connection, fewer regrets after difficult conversations, and a sense that inner peace is not separate from the way you treat people in small moments. Lastly, building a simple practice through reflection and routine, because the book includes reflections aimed at beginners, it naturally supports the formation of a sustainable practice. Many people enjoy inspirational ideas but struggle to turn them into habits. A collection of 33 short stories lends itself to a steady rhythm, one story per day, a brief pause afterward, and a small intention to carry into the next hours. This topic emphasizes that consistency matters more than intensity. The reflections can function like prompts for journaling, contemplation, or a short mindful breathing session. The key is accessibility. You do not need special equipment, long retreats, or complex teachings to begin. The stories are designed to be read quickly, but their value increases when you revisit them, because different life situations reveal different angles of meaning. This topic also highlights integration. Instead of separating spirituality from real life, the book frames practice as something you do while washing dishes, commuting, working, or dealing with frustration. Readers can learn to notice triggers, pause, and choose a calmer response. Over time, that builds confidence. You are not waiting for peace to arrive. Later, you are training the skills that allow peace to appear in the middle of everyday pressure. In conclusion, this book is best for beginners who want an approachable introduction to Zen-flavored wisdom without heavy theory, as well as busy readers who need short, calming material they can finish in minutes. It is also a good fit for anyone experiencing stress, overthinking, or restlessness, and looking for a gentle way to reset attention during the day. The benefit to your life comes from repetition and simplicity. Short stories make it easier to pause, reflect, and apply a small insight immediately, which can reduce emotional reactivity and create more space between thoughts and actions. As you build a habit of reading and reflecting, you may find it easier to slow down, accept uncertainty, and meet challenges with steadier awareness. Compared to similar mindfulness or Zen introductions, the combination of compact tales and beginner reflections offers both inspiration and practical guidance without requiring prior knowledge. It is worth buying if you want a calm, portable routine that supports daily practice, encourages kinder self-understanding, and helps you find moments of peace now rather than postponing them to some future time when life is finally quiet. If you would like to support Kaitoukimi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.